It's Helping Hand, weekly feature on HPR1 stations and online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, EAH Housing. According to their website, this nonprofit corporation was founded with the belief that affordable rental housing is the cornerstone to sustainable living communities. It develops low-income housing, manages 111 properties in both California and the Aloha State, and they play a leadership role in local, regional, national housing advocacy efforts, especially relevant as the Aloha State faces a housing shortage and the single most severe homeless crisis anywhere in the United States. Our esteemed returning guest, EAH Housing VP of Hawaii, Kevin Carney. Good to see you, man.
I like that new title, esteemed. Thank you for having me, Dave.
You are quite welcome. It's an innovative approach to helping people. Explain how you guys function.
We're a 501c3 nonprofit, and we're coming up on 50 years. 2018 will be 50 years in existence. 1986 is when our really growth spurt started, and that was with the enactment of the low-income housing tax credit. And that's our primary source of financing. We serve those at 60% and below of the area median income. To give your listeners an idea of what that means, in Honolulu, for a family of four, that equates to about $60,000. For a single person, that would be a little over $42,000. So that's typically the maximum level of income that we serve. And the rents are basically 30% of income. We do serve lower than that. In some properties, it goes down to 30% AMI. That's the range we cover. And that's really dictated by the low-income housing tax credit, which provides us with the subsidy.
So this is basically targeting folks who are at a low-income level.
They do have to qualify, number one, based on income level. They also must meet certain credit requirements. They have to have an ability to pay the rent, number two. And we welcome Section 8 vouchers at all of our properties. The bad news is that we do have long waiting lists, and so it could take upwards of a year or more to get in. But we do have some properties that have project-based Section 8. Those even have longer waiting lists, as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. So they do have to pass an income test, and we also do a background check. We also do a landlord check.
Since we last had you on about a year ago, and as the homeless crisis continues to spiral upward, there's a huge housing shortage.
Yes. On the homelessness side, I'm vice president of HomeAid Hawaii, and HomeAid is a national organization. We just opened up the Hawaii chapter. Our purpose really is to help existing service providers, particularly those that provide shelter, and if they have renovation needs at those shelters, then we use the power that we have. We're made up of the Building Industry Association, large contractors, large developers. And so we use our connections to help reduce the cost of doing those renovations. Then we also just had a Christmas event for homeless children. About 80 kids participate in an event to provide them with everything you would normally see or have at home during Christmas. It was an overnight event.
It's a great lead into. You guys do a lot with your housing where there's opportunities for folks to help you guys out.
We pride ourselves on being more than just a developer and a manager of rental housing, and we only do affordable rental housing. We also provide resident services from working with the keiki that live in our properties. We have scholarship programs for high school seniors, four-year programs that they can compete for to go on to college or technical school. We have services for the elderly, whether it be health-related or completing some type of financial paperwork or things like that. So a variety of programs that are available.
Are there volunteer opportunities?
Yes, there are. They're limited. They can call our office. Anyone who's interested or has a degree in social services, sociology, psychology, the medical field, anything along those lines would be very helpful. You mentioned that we're a strong advocate for housing and housing policy. So I spend a lot of my time at the state legislature and the city council advocating for more funding. So we do depend on a lot of subsidies.
EAHhousing.org. Find an email form online at their website or communications at EAHhousing.org. 523-8826. They are on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube as well. EAH Housing VP. And what's your title again at HomeAid?
Vice President.
And Vice President there at HomeAid as well. Kevin Carney. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it very much, Dave. Thank you very much.